Thanksgiving is that wonderful holiday dedicated to feasting family and giving thanks for what we have. The next day, Black Friday, is the day many people speed to the mall in the pre-dawn darkness to line up under the wary eyes of security cops and jostle each other to buy more stuff. Then comes the time of tinsel, plastic Santas, and the annual frenzied rush to spend and party as if this is the last Christmas on Earth. The season's ubiquitous. Unless you live underground and way off the grid, it's impossible to escape the carols blaring from your car radio, the television commercials urging you to create happiness by spending more and more. And, of course, those interminable televised football games punctuated by commercials that scream buy, buy, buy and indulge in as much junk food and beer as your system abides. Still, there are some small things one can do to dent the dominance of the big box retailers who force employees to work before the mince pie is served at Thanksgiving. There is a way to help your fellow Rhode Islanders reclaim the spirit of the season and keep your sanity away from the madding crowds. That would mean buying local, melting plastic, and spending money with Rhode Island retailers and artists. Get the Christmas turkey from a local farm, buy jewelry from a local silversmith, throw a party catered by the neighborhood eatery. It isn't easy to do this. You have to row upstream against the tide of predatory capitalism that prevails this time of year. Even the tax laws are arrayed against local shops. Say you want to purchase a book for that discerning reader on your list. Head to one of the Ocean State's fine independent bookstores. The staff of book lovers in these stores will let you browse as long as you like. They'll help you with suggestions and steer you to recent reviews. You're free to take their help and leave. You can save money by going online and ordering the book you picked out. You won't pay the 7% Rhode Island sales tax on your internet purchase. That's because the law is rigged so that Amazon doesn't pay sales taxes. The internet shopping behemoth also doesn't support Rhode Island. That local bookstore supports the community, hiring workers, sponsoring author readings, and contributing to Rhode Island by paying taxes. This year, why not pay a few extra cents? There's another initiative that helps bolster our economy. That's the Buy Local RI campaign run by the Rhode Island Foundation. A foundation economic study estimates that shifting just 10% of holiday shopping from chain stores to independent Rhode Island-based businesses has the potential to add more than $370 million to the state's economy. That same report estimates that nearly 60% of spending on local retailers stays in the Ocean State, compared to only about 14% of money dropped at the national chain stores. The other thing anyone can do is use the holidays to tamp down the addiction to electronic leashes and devices. There's no better time than the holidays for stepping off the wireless hamster wheel that so defines modern life. Don't spend so much that January's credit card bill threatens your financial security. Spend less on trinkets for loved ones. Spend more time with them. You'll be appreciated. And please turn a deaf ear to the annual media and talk radio trope of the war on Christmas. There is no war on Christmas. There never has been. As the late Christopher Hitchens reminded us, quote, there are millions of well-appointed buildings all across the United States, most of them tax-exempt and some receiving state subventions, where anyone can go anytime and celebrate miraculous births and pregnant virgins all day and all night if they so desire. These places are known as churches. Christmas is a day off for everyone. Everything from Wall Street to Main Street is closed. Christmas is in no danger of being overlooked. This year, try to go against the holiday flow. Your nerves and your wallet will thank you.